Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Titus chapter 2, we finished talking about the crown of glory and started talking about the crown of life. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.
Again, verse 4 of 1 Peter chapter 5. When the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. So, my friend, you want that crown of glory? You want that glory that does not fade, does not go away? Then, my friend, edify believers and do it in the power and the strength and according to the word of God. Now, the next crown that determines our kingdom, now all these crowns are looking at our rule and reign with Christ. That's why they're laid at his feet, because he's given us a crown. He's given us a kingdom in the eternal kingdom. And now we're laying it at his feet to dedicate to him, to bring even glory. Even in a sinless world, it's good to glorify him, and so to bring more glory to his name. It's a crown of life. We see that in James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Now, in personal responsibility, this person doesn't quit when trials and troubles come his way, or her way for that matter. Instead, they trust God that what God has promised in eternity is a sure thing. It is a very sure thing. So that's why you go back to verse 13 of our text. And you see, when you're looking at chapter 2, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, if you are truly looking for it, then you need to go back and ask yourself, do I have a crown, incorruptible, or do I find the world and its pleasures having a great draw on me? What about a crown of rejoicing, of bringing souls to the Savior? Are not even ye at his appearing, he says to the Thessalonian church? A crown of glory, shining forever as the stars. And so we see these crowns, whether it's of glory, whether it's of joy, whether it's of rejoicing, and then the crown of life here in James 1:12. Blessed is that man that endures temptation. Oh, yes. You keep on keeping on. That temptation to go other ways. One of the things that contemporary crowd does, their preachers, a lot of times they go to fundamental independent Baptist churches and they find a young pastor and they try to influence them. Wouldn't you like to have more baptisms? And they start to tell them how to have more baptisms, how to get more people there to hear that you can baptize them. Okay? So let's get more people there. And so they make the baptizing thing almost a thing like the Church of Christ would do, to say you got to be baptized in their church. Well, they almost make it to that degree, although they don't say it that way. But then they got people getting baptized to be identified with Christ, and they don't go out and live like they want to. There's no repentance. There's none of that being seen. Oh, yes, they admit they're a sinner, just like everybody else does, if they're honest. Yeah, we sin. So, if you're going to have that crown of life, you're going to endure the temptation, the trials, the troubles that come your way, you're going to keep on serving the Lord. See, those try us. I mean, just think of Noah again and all that he went through when the Lord was going to judge the world in 120 years of the flood of waters. He was preaching that and the people making fun of him and him standing alone. But he was able to stand alone, separated from this world, separated unto God, preaching the gospel. Look at Elijah. Everybody's out to kill him because of the drought. He's standing against all those prophets of Baal. And he tries to preach and keep on enduring those trials and those troubles and those threats. And so he does that. And we see others in their ministries. Look at the Apostle Paul. 5 times received 39 stripes. You know, he said 40 stripes save one. He was beaten 5 times with a rod. You think of those perils of waters, perils among thieves, perils even among Paul's brethren. So many things. But he endured. So James 1:12 says that with all the afflictions he had problems with his eyes, and I can associate with that now, you know, that he had problems with his eyes, and yet he just kept on. So personal responsibility before God's eyes and that crown of life shows us a person that did not quit even when the worst of things happened. It may have been a friend whom you held dear that becomes the one who does things that oppose, that make false accusations, and yet you don't quit. You just keep on keeping on. When the trials and the troubles come, the ones that we trust and love lets us down, keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on what God has promised in eternity. Why? Because you're looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you are truly looking for that, boy, there is great things laid up for you. There are great things that are laid up for you. So take the personal responsibility and complete commitment. I mean complete commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. His word, not allowing the world, the trials of the life, to take you from it. As Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead. Okay? Do that. In other words, you just go ahead and let them sit around, lick their wounds, and feel sorry for themselves. Get up. You get going for Jesus Christ. Call them back to penance, but they won't repent from their wandering away from the Lord. You still keep on keeping on for the Lord. And so this is how you look at that blessed hope, so that you are not saved so as by fire and ashamed at his appearing. That crown of life, you make things right with people. People you've been wrong with. You know, sometimes there are people you've wronged, but then there's people that you've been wrong with. You want to bring them back. You know, do you see that in Romans? Where Paul, the apostle, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, writes down these words, which I believe were the Holy Spirit had him write these words down because they were really what revealing what his heart was. My heart's desire for Israel, that they might be saved. Oh, if I could just be accursed for them. You know, in other words, he realized the influence that he had was not good. And so, we need to live godly in Christ Jesus. Don't want to be ashamed at his appearing. And it's not bad things only that you didn't do. It's not only the habitual things that are good, but you didn't really do it. It may not even be the things such as tithing and attendance. You know, some people go to church, they may even tithe and attend, but they're not doing those things that bring the crowns of life. the crown of glory, the crown of rejoicing, the crown of righteousness, the crown incorruptible. There are five crowns to lay up that we've given you scriptural references for you to follow. That's why I ask you to write them down and say, hey, can you look at the Word of God? Can you look at this verse and say, Brother Andy, or, well, not really, Brother Andy's not as important as the Lord. Lord, I know I have a crown laid up. Oh, yes, Lord, I know I have that crown laid up. Are you sure? Are you sure that you have that crown laid up? And see, there were those crowns I just shared with you. Can you say honestly that you know that's laid up for you? Because that's not just something you did one time. These are things that are consistent. And all those crowns, they are things that are consistent in your life since you got saved. You say, well, too late. I've been saved for a while and those things weren't consistent. Well, you're still alive. You're still breathing. They can become consistent if you will let it. If you will do it, then it can and should become consistent for you. All right? So, the gift of God that bringeth salvation. Okay? And it teaches these things, as we've seen here in verse 13. Keep it in mind that in this present world, that's what it's talking about in verse 12. Remember? Remember what we read in verse 12? He said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. That's this present world, this present life. These are the things that we should be doing now. It looks at how you live now. So you live life now, keeping those things ever before you. That way you're keeping eternity set in your heart because you know it lays up for eternity. So you keep this in your heart and you're laying up as you're consistent to do these things that bring about the crowns. So verse 13 is direction on how to have eternity set in our heart. First, you're looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Why? Because it could happen at any moment. You know it could happen at any moment. And so you are looking. By the way, most often you see the word blessed in the Bible. Now it has some other meanings, but it means to be happily content.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will come.